A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Pei Beis, Shabbos 82A, pagination page 163, on the third line. Omar le Rav Huna le Rabba Berei. Rav Huna said to Rabba his son, My time olo shechichas kamei de Rav Chista. Why didn't you come in front of Rav Chista? De mechada dan shemaitei. Because his teachings are sharp, they're very good. Omale, his son answered, My ezel legabe, why should I go over there? Dichi azilna legabe, because when I go over there, mosively bimile da alma, he starts talking mundane things, ordinary things. I came for real Torah. And he talks mundane. Omale, for example, he says to me, Man da aya lebeis hakise, a person who goes in to use the bathroom, lo lesiv bahadei, he shouldn't sit forcefully, v'lo litrech tefei, and he shouldn't force himself too much because of the internal organs, he could mess things up. Skip two lines for the response. In the beginning of the line, Aleph Lamed, Omar Lei, he responded, Who asik b'chaye de b'raisa? He is teaching about the lives of people. He's telling you how not to hurt yourself in the bathroom to preserve your body in good health. Va'at amrit b'mili da alma, and you call this mundane. It's not mundane. This is necessary. He has to teach these things. Kol shekin zil legabei, he's for sure a good mentor, and if he includes such things in his teachings, you should for sure study by him. You'll recall that the pasuk in Chumash Devarim that teaches us about good health is v'nishmarta ma'od l'nafshoseichem, be very careful regarding your health, ki lo re'isem kol temuna, because in the heavens, you didn't see any physical images. When the heavens opened up by Har Sinai, and you perceived the angels, and you had a perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you sensed what's going up in heaven, you realized that there's no physicality over there. As a result, you are the only blend in creation of physical and spiritual. You're the only one who can do mitzvahs. You're the only one who has the physical challenges and tries to bring the spirituality out. So you have to make sure that your physicality lasts. If a person wants to become otherworldly and spiritual, they're no longer giving the gift which Hashem put in creation, that a physical being should do mitzvahs. And therefore you have an obligation to preserve your health and make sure that that gift is not lost. So he didn't really want to go because he's going to be taught what he thought was mundane things, but really the Rebbe, Rav Chista, had great kavanas, great intents as to how he was going to be helping people serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. I'm reminded of a fascinating story from a student of Reb Chaim Volozhin. He went to Reb Chaim and said that he wants to learn Kabbalah. And Reb Chaim told him, fine, let's make an appointment. And they sat and they learned. And Reb Chaim Volozhin spent the hour telling him stories, enigmatic stories. After about the third day, the Talmud had enough. He said, I didn't come to study stories. And he broke off the Chavrusa relationship. Years later, the Talmud, then known as a great Rosh Yeshiva, commented that he lost out, because he should have continued listening to Reb Chaim's stories, because every one of the stories was a mashal, was a parable of deep sodos, deep secrets of Kabbalah, and had he waited to appreciate all the stories and then developed its wisdom, he would have gained tremendously. But sometimes the Rebbe is teaching things, and we're not sure why they're teaching. The Gemara continues with a number of bathroom pieces of advice, how a person should conduct themselves to be healthy. we're going to skip to the fourth wide line, which is one of the pieces of advice that has somewhat to do with Shabbos, the halachas. At the two dots towards the middle of the line, Hayu lefanav tzurar va'asabim. If a person has a choice, in order to wipe himself, either stones, as we mentioned before, was something that they used to do, va'asabim, or grasses. Rav Chista v'Rav Hamnuna, there's an argument between Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna, chadama mekaneach betzuror, one says that you should wipe with the stones, ve'ei mekaneach ba'asabim, and don't use the grasses. V'chadama mekaneach ba'asabim, ve'ei mekaneach betzuror, and the other says, use the grasses, don't use the stones. So, the stones, we have a concern of moving something that's muktzah on Shabbos, and the asabim, the grasses, Rashi in one approach says that it is attached grasses to the ground, and he's going to use them while they are still attached. And Rashi comments, why aren't you worried about muktzah regarding the grass? Because this opinion that endorses the use of grass rather than the stones is apparently finding use of the grass better, that it's not muktzah, even though it's attached. And Rashi observes, because the laws of muktzah only apply to the growing things, in the case of a tree that you're not allowed to be mishtamish with it because it's over 3 tefachim from the ground, but if something like grass is being touched or moved, as long as you're not moving it from its attachment to the ground, you're just waving the grass in its place, so that's okay. And therefore wiping with the grass was fine as far as muktzah goes, and therefore it was considered a better choice than moving the stones, which were muktzah. On a practical level, Hilcha Shabbos, if a person in the summertime is sitting on the grass and runs their hand casually through the grass, there's nothing wrong in terms of muktzah. You're not moving it from its place. As long as you don't do it in a rough way so that you would detach the grass, it's not considered muktzah, and it would be permitted. I know it's hard to identify with touching the grass when there's snow on the ground, etc., in the winter, but there are times we do have hope eventually spring and summer will come. Let's drop down in the Gemara to, in the wide lines, approximately the 7th line. Another piece of advice at the end of a line, Hanitzrach lefanos ve'eno nifne. If a person needs to use the bathroom and doesn't, the Gemara says significantly negative things because there's dirt in the body, and the dirt sitting in the body is not good. It should be eliminated. Dropping down two more lines to the beginning of the line, the Gemara gives advice, and some of these you may recall from the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, Hutzrach lefanos ve'ena yachal lefanos. If a person tries to use the bathroom and he can't relieve himself. Amar Rav Chista says, Ya'amod v'yeshev. He should stand up and sit down. Ya'amod v'yeshev, stand up, sit down. Rav Chanan min ha'ado amar yisalik litzdodin. You should go from place to place. You should walk a little bit back and forth. And that also will help the body to move the dirt to the opening and enable the body to open up and relieve itself. Rav Hamnuna Amar Yishat Mashmish Bitzror Ba'osa Makom. There was such a thing as stimulating oneself over there. V'Rabbanan Amri, and the Rabbanan said, which perhaps is the thing that we focus on most often, Yasiach Daito. He should remove his head, his mind, from the topic. Amalei Rav Acha Berei D'Rava LeRav Ashi. He asked him, Kol Shekein D'Chimasach Daite Lo Mefani. if you remove your mind from the topic, you're not going to be able to go. Amalei, what he says, what we meant was, yasiach taita midvarim achirim. You should remove your mind from other things and concentrate exclusively on trying to go, and that will enable you to be able to go. It's interesting that the practical approach that's prevalent in our times is that a person reads. They wait for the body to ready itself to catch up with what they're trying to do, and they relax, wait. They say that the Chazon Ish had enormous knowledge of medicine. So besides whatever was gifted to him, because he learned Torah Lishma, but on a practical level, in the bathroom he had medical texts. And he read, he was familiar, he knew the terminology. So we have this concept of reading. Going back to the Gemara, what sometimes occurs in a Gemara is that even though the original statement seems to be knocked off, the original statement is somehow a blend with the final statement. The original statement was Yasiach Taito, he should remove his mind. Don't pay so much attention to the topic at hand, which is relieving oneself, and instead, relax. The Gemara says, oh, if you take your mind off trying to relieve yourself, you won't be able to go. You're thinking about other things. Your mind is a million miles away. You won't be able to go. The Gemara says, no, it means remove yourself from other topics and only pay attention to the fact that you're in the bathroom. The reading would seem to be a blend of the two, which is perhaps what the Gemara meant right away. Remove your mind. Don't force yourself to go, but on the other hand, pay attention, and your mind should not be elsewhere. And that blend, waiting for the body to catch up with what you're trying to do, patiently, that's what the Gemara perhaps was recommending in the first place. The Gemara concludes that they observed a certain person who was doing this type of advice, standing up, sitting down, etc., in a way that paralleled what the Gemara recommended. So even though this person wasn't Jewish, but they describe the shafach kekedera, that he was able to empty out just like a pot. You'll notice Art Scroll note 25, if you're in an Art Scroll, the description being able to empty out like a pot, just like a pot. You take off the cover and you empty it out. No big deal. Following this advice is described similarly, that a person should be able to achieve proper hygiene, and as the Gemara was explaining, to empty out properly, to get the dirt out of the body, is necessary for hygiene, and also in other places, we describe because of kolatzmoso tamarna, in order that the entire body should be able to praise Hashem in cleanliness. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.